The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Tuesday. It has been, I'm literally out of breath, such an eventful morning here at Morning Toast HQ. As you guys can see, there has been like this structure building behind us.
A scaffolding.
And it has been so torturous with all the construction.
Even some days we've been treated to some extra special guests on the show. If you watch on the video, you've seen some people in the background like doing their thing.
So this morning we got here and it was literal Fort Knox, like the craziest construction sounds ever. And we're like, how are we supposed to
podcast?
But, you know, I opened up the window. I made an agreement.
Because they're right outside.
I opened the window. I made an agreement. Everyone was so lovely. And I feel like we made a lot of new friends. And they have agreed to pause the construction for 40 minutes so we can podcast for you guys. Tomorrow, I do believe they're going to work. They told us only 2 more days here. So tomorrow we're going to podcast from home just so we can.
To ensure quality audio.
But this morning we were here. We were dressed. And we were like, we have to make it work.
So we struck a deal. We got 40 quiet minutes. And we're going to make the most of that.
I literally walked into the tank. And I said, I'm asking for 40 minutes of silence in exchange for some ice cold water bottles and a lifelong friendship. And they agreed to it.
They did.
And they were so lovely. So we have 40 minutes to talk to you guys, but never a dull moment here at TMT HQ.
No, never a dull moment. Actually, yesterday we were spared because we started so early because we were interviewing the Bold Type girls after they did GMA. We started everything earlier. So when we finished the show, the noises were crazy.
They hadn't started yet. So we have to figure this out.
And that's the time that we normally do the show. It's only 2 more days that we need to figure out. But I think tomorrow, just to ensure quality audio, podcast from home. And then Thursday, maybe we'll do a little earlier or find their lunch break.
That totally works for me because I'm going out tonight. And like a podcast from home, maybe at like 11 o'clock tomorrow, just really works with like my drinking schedule. So I, for one, am not angry at all.
Okay, I'm glad that you're not angry and you are going out tonight. And I am styling you because...
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
We're doing a super fun Patreon episode tonight where I am styling Claudia for a night out in my grandma's finest.
I mean, I'm absolutely frightened for what you're going to pick out only because I have a sickening closet. I mean, I did a closet tour and a closet clean out on the Patreon. I have a sickening closet full of things that don't fit me. So, like, you can pick out whatever you want, but there's really 5 blouses that fit me right now.
Well, I'm going to pick stuff out, and it's not like, here, put this on, that's what you're wearing. Like, it has to work with you. So I work with the client, and I'm so excited
and
to
you know
style
what?
You.
I'm excited is that I get to do it on the next vlog, and I'm going to be styling you, and you're going to be looking like a chuggy-ass TikToker.
Okay, I'll take it.
Speaking of chuggy, I copied you. I got one of these, like, beaded charms for the cell phones that Addison Rae has. I got mine from Shop Jill and Allie, which is where yours is from.
We're literally twins. Same phone case, same,
I know.
Same string.
I'll fully take responsibility. Like, I copied everything you did. I'm so unoriginal. But I do feel, like, so unbelievably cool.
Yeah.
That you really can't put a price on that, you know?
No, you look so cool. Like, when I saw today, I was like, whoa.
Like, who am I? Like, oh my God, my phone is just, like, dangling from my wrist.
Oh, I hate to see it.
I'm just, like, such a dangly little fragile little girl.
You're so fragile.
So fragile. We have a great show for you guys. There was really nothing on TV last night, so there's no TV recap, but we've got celeb news,
we've got some gossip. We've got some like book updates because I finished my book. As you guys know, Romanov Empress, the more time that I've had away from it, the more I'm regarding it. I rated it a 4 initially, might turn that into a 5.
Mm.
But then I started a book. I just needed to switch gears and I saw that you were reading the new Lauren Weisberger book.
How did you know you were like stalking me on Goodreads?
Goodreads, yeah. Mm. Well, I just opened Goodreads because that's where I go to find my next book. It said Claudia started the new Lauren Weisberger book, which is Where the Grass is Green and the Girls Are Pretty. And right, that's the title.
I have literally no idea.
It's just like a really long
I just
title.
Said it's the book from The Devil Wears Prada, Prada Girl, the new one.
The new, exactly. And I saw you started it and I wanted to read it, so I just switched gears and I started that. But because I had such a busy day yesterday, I fell asleep at 10 o'clock. I worked out twice yesterday. We got up so early for the bold type. Of course, we mentioned on the show that we were recording another interview. And because we mentioned it, didn't even say who.
Just the guest canceled.
The universe said, reschedule.
That's why, like, we literally never say our guest. Because when we do, 9 times out of 10, that's the one that has to reschedule, like, for right. some filming.
So we just look like fools. So you probably already can tell from the title, there's no guest on today's show.
No, it's just two big fools.
Two big fools.
Podcast episode title.
100%, but two big fools with 40 minutes of quiet.
40 minutes of silence. Honestly, the silence is so
serene.
Stunning.
You guys, we've been living with a jackhammer in our head.
That was really good.
That was good.
That literally is what it sounded like.
Yeah, yeah. You could be a jackhammer when you grow up.
Thank you. I want to be a Jackie Hammer. Honestly, I feel like we should just get into it so that we don't waste any precious time of this beautiful, serene silence.
Okay. We could get right into it, but we have no TV recap. So if there's anything that you like want to share with the class, anything you're feeling, anything you did.
Sure. I mean, literally, I spent the whole day yesterday memorizing that monologue from The Crown. Camilla is who I want. That is where my priority lies.
I saw
lies.
Your video.
That is who my loyalty is with.
I saw
your Not the woman you married. Don't bring the boys into this. All right. No, sorry. I fucked it up. Let me start again.
I saw your video.
Let me start again.
Okay.
Camilla is who I want. That is where my priority is. That is who my loyalty is. Not the mother of your children. Don't bring the boys into this. All right. Not the woman you married. I refuse to be blamed any longer for this grotesque misalliance. I wash my hands of it. And scene. It's like honestly, in my soul, like, I genuinely refuse to be blamed any longer for this grotesque misalliance. Like, that is my new, like, motto for life. It's so true. Like, I fucking refuse. Like, leave me the fuck alone. I refuse to be blamed any longer for this grotesque misalliance.
Grotesque misalliances are the not worst. Good. Oh. And, you know, speaking of grotesque misalliances, it really reminds me of Tsar Nicholas and Alexandra. What a grotesque misalliance.
That's, you just hate to see it.
You hate to see it. No. Like, because of this grotesque misalliance, like, the Romanovs were done. Mm. It was due to that. See it.
So that's literally what I did yesterday and why I have nothing to contribute to the, like, day recap.
You were working on your art.
Literally. Like, I practiced that monologue so many times. Okay. I want to go out for, you know, season 7 Prince Charles. Like, I think that's
you
the role
are
I was
up against
to play.
Dominic West.
And I could take him. 100%.
100%. Everyone would love to see that one.
Everyone.
Okay, well, I guess without further ado, where are you not here? Because we knew it was going to be chaotic today. Here are the fast 5 stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
And today's episode is brought to you by Public Goods, literally my favorite company. Okay, so Public Goods is the one-stop shop for sustainable, high-quality, everyday essentials made from clean ingredients at an affordable price. They make everything from coffee to toilet paper, shampoo to pet food. They have everything in their store, and it's all thoughtfully designed for the conscious consumer. So rather than buying a bunch of products from different brands, Public Good members can buy all of their essentials, premium essentials, in one place with beautiful streamlined aesthetic. They search the globe to find clean, healthy, eco-friendly, and innovative products. Like, I use the surface cleaner almost every day, and the hand soap is in my guest room. First of all, guest bedroom, excuse me. Guest bathroom. I don't have a guest bedroom. All their products smell amazing, and they're great for the environment, and they're clean. But the reason why I love them, because I'm not that eco-conscious, is they're literally just the best products. Like, they smell amazing. They work really well. The aesthetic is everything. And then it's just an added bonus that they're super eco-friendly. And if you care about the environment, like, why don't you want fabulous things too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Knowing what's in your products and where they came from is super important. Small changes in the way we shop can make a big impact on personal health and the world at large. So we have a great deal for you guys. If you want to get $15 off your first Public Goods order with no minimum purchase, that's right. They're so confident that you will love their products and come back again and again that they are giving you $15 to spend on your first purchase. You know what else is a great product that Ben has been loving? Their olive oil. Have you used it?
Yes.
Stunning bottle. I'm like literally Ina Garten in the Hamptons.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like premium olive oil. Ben is obsessed with it.
It is premium olive oil. I was hooked on it for a while.
So you have nothing to lose. Go to publicgoods.com/toast or use the code toast at checkout. That's publicgoods.com/toast to receive $15 off your first order. Public Goods is everything of the sort.
Love it. Okay, first story, a little gymnastics news. It's not called gymnastics. Simone Biles yeah. just made history as the first woman to land a Yurchenko double pike in competition. Sickening vault that typically women don't do in competition. It's too dangerous.
And not only did she successfully do it, she stuck the fucking landing.
She stuck it.
Yeah.
And apparently she is just like so far ahead of every single other gymnast like going to the Olympics. World. And now the judges are actually receiving criticism for judging her score, like her scores are too low. And she got like a 6.6 for landing that sickening vault.
Yes, I believe the reasoning is because there are certain tricks that they encourage you not to do because they're too dangerous, and sometimes they don't even let you like submit and perform, and I guess they don't want to encourage that, but like, sorry, when you're the top athlete in your game, like, you have to constantly be raising the bar, literally. And that's what Simone Biles is doing, and honestly, we're so lucky to have her, because, like, you know, the Olympics, I'm first of all so excited for the Olympics. I love being a part of something. That's like how we were just talking about Eurovision. And it's like, you know, when your team sucks, it's like embarrassing. And Simone Biles ensures that, like, we don't suck, you know? No, we're so lucky to have her.
She is already like the most decorated, iconic gymnast, and she's going into another Olympics, like, performing Yurchenko.
Yurchenko. Like, I want to do a Yurchenko. So that's where my goals are at.
Yeah. And also, like, I'm not here, like, judging. In a judgmental way, I'm just not here for it. Like, it just reminds me of, like, stick it. And, you
the
know,
bra.
And I understand that they don't want to encourage dangerous moves, but, like, gymnastics is dangerous, period.
Right.
And but these girls have mastered it.
Let me just say something that's, like, really indicative of how fucked up the U.S. gymnastics team is. Like, okay, so they're, like, so concerned about everyone's safety, and they're, like, not letting people challenge themselves in their techniques, mm-hmm. but, like, literally, like, nobody cared about what Larry Nassar was doing.
Larry Nassar was just, like, running rampant, but they're trying to protect the girls, but you didn't protect the girls.
Spare me your, like, fake PR on how you care about the gymnasts, because you don't.
Give Simone a 10 and move on.
Yeah, and seriously, like, it's not called gymnastics.
It
is such a good movie. Like, we're so unworthy of a movie, like, that compelling and that beautiful.
Yeah. I totally agree.
I adore that movie. Like, and I only watch it, like, once every 5 years. And every time I do, I'm like, I should watch this more often.
You should watch it again, like, in the lead up to the Olympics.
And there are so many iconic, like, actresses in it. Like, mm-hmm. Joanne, is that her name? The one who was, like, mean? It's not called gymnastics?
Yeah.
She's Sugar from Glee. Like, she's an iconic actress.
Yeah.
And, oh, Jeff Bridges.
Iconic.
Iconic.
Nastia Liukin's in it.
Oh, yeah.
She made a cameo. And the main character, she looks like Hilary Swank, but she's not Hilary Swank.
No, she's Hilary Swank's, like, illegitimate daughter.
Younger sister.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. But now she's, like, a star of some TNT show.
So, oh, is she?
Yeah, like, I hadn't heard of her or her work since Stick It. And then, like, a few years ago, she got one of those cop shows that just, like, remain on TV even though nobody watches them. And it seems to be pretty popular.
Oh, good. I'm happy for her. And I'm happy for Simone Biles for just raising the bar yet again. Give her the accolades she deserves. Can't wait to watch her at the Olympics.
This is literally, like, that Michelle Obama meme. Like, look at you raising the bar constantly. Like, that is literally
this.
Simone Biles.
100%. 100%.
100%. Yeah.
Also, her boyfriend was complimenting her on Instagram, saying, no comparison. He's an NFL player, which leads into our next story, because Luann Delaceppe's new man is a former NFL player.
Oh my God, former. I was like, she's not dating a current NFL player. Like, the cougar life knows no bounds.
Luann's latest mystery man is a former NFL player she met in Mexico, Page Six is told. Page Six reported back in April that the Rohoni star had a vacation fling while in Tulum that was just a short-term thing. But it seems things have picked up again between them, and he's been snapped with her gallivanting around the city and smooching on a boat in the Hamptons.
How cute.
While our source wouldn't budge on coughing up his name, we're told the hunk was the manager of her hotel in Tulum and that he is a former professional soccer player and kicker for the Miami Dolphins.
Both?
Former soccer, former football.
You know, I hope that when I am at Luann's age, like, I am pulling dick left, right, and center. And, like, she's always just, like, finding these random men to hang out with her. And honestly, I have so much respect for it, because it's not easy at any age. It's really not.
No.
And I think all the other women are constantly in awe of her, too. Like, just rolling up with these, like, guys. Even though Garth, like, isn't my type at all. Like, all the women seem to be, like, really into him. So I have a lot of respect for the hustle. I really, really do.
I really do. And I have a lot of respect for a happy Lou. And when she's in a relationship, she's always a happy Lou.
Yeah. I just, like, I do worry about her, like, constantly.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's that famous episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, like, what keeps you up at night? And I'm constantly kept up by Luann. Like, I hope that she's okay. And I feel like, you know, what we see on the show is, like, not really who she is in real life and, like, what she's currently up to.
You think so? Do you know this for certain?
No, I'm just saying that's what I feel.
Okay, but sometimes, like, you have, like, so you're saying you think in real life she's off the wagon?
I know, I don't think that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm sorry. I just really hope that she's not.
Oh, yeah, same. Same. But I don't know. Her display this season, I have full confidence in her.
Me too. And I have been, like, on the Luann boat for a really long time. And then she, like, made it really hard when she was, like, struggling with her sobriety. And was, like, coming for Bethany when Bethany was literally the only person on planet Earth helping her. That made it really hard. But now that Bethany's out of the picture, I really love Luann. I really do. Like, I'm one of her biggest champions. Mm-hmm. I think that's safe to say.
Yeah. No, I would agree.
And I'm glad she's found a man.
I'm glad she's found a man who seems to be, she loves a fitness man.
She does, but she's very athletic. Like, yeah, every season she's more toned. Mm-hmm. It's like, you think she can't get in better shape, and then she shows up next season looking even more toned.
100%.
And I just show up every season looking more tan. Because if you can't tone it, tan it.
Yes. Wise words. Are you ready for our next story?
Is it the next story that's brought to you by Echelon?
Yes. Yes, it is. How did you know that?
Well, I just have a special
sense for those things.
When you're trying to reach your fitness goals, it can really help to have instructors like Nicole Griffin and Michael Brown alongside a community of 25,000 members who can give you that extra push. And Echelon is the affordable way to get the workout equipment, the workout community, and an instructor's motivation right in the comfort of your own home. Echelon's fitness app provides you thousands of live and on-demand classes with great music from your favorite artists. With Echelon, you can work out anytime, day or night, and crush your fitness goals. Just pick a class, climb the leaderboard, cheer each other on, and give it your all. You can track your workouts and your progress to reach your fitness goals because Echelon certified fitness instructors are supportive, engaging, and fun, and they really know how to get you moving. They have a full range of affordable workout equipment, including stationary bikes, smart rowers, sleek fitness screens, or the auto-folding treadmill, all connected with the Echelon experience. Rowers are like the new thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, everyone is obsessed with them, and Echelon makes amazing ones.
Mm-hmm.
You can get around the clock classes for the family, including full body workout programs that keep you coming back. One membership covers a family of five. So really is the most affordable way to work out at home. And now our listeners can get a special podcast offer from Echelon. For a limited time only, start your 30-day risk-free trial offer with Echelon's EX3 bike for just $1. A special risk-free offer for 30 days with Echelon's EX3 bike for only $1 to start, plus free shipping. The only way to get this special offer is by going to echelonfit.com/toast. This is how it's spelled. echelonfit.com/toast. echelonfit.com/toast. That's a truly incredible offer.
That's a truly great sponsor.
Yeah.
Next
story.
We're
so blessed.
We are so blessed.
So blessed.
So far we're 2 for 2. Great sponsors that I wholeheartedly like want to go home and use.
Just wait for the third one. Just wait.
Just wait?
Just wait.
Okay.
If you're ready to sign on.
Am I going to...
No, you are, okay, but cool. I don't want to give it away.
Okay. We got to work up to it. Travis Barker says the plane crash served as rehab to kick his opioid addiction. In a new interview, the Blink-182 drummer detailed his recovery from the 2008 crash, which killed two of his close friends, and said it forced him to stop abusing opioids. So he opened up to Men's Health in a very real way. He said, people are always like, did you go to rehab? And I say, no, I was in a plane crash. That was my rehab. Lose three of your friends and almost die? That was my wake-up call. If I wasn't in a crash, I probably would have never quit. He said he smoked an excessive amount of weed prior to the crash and abused painkillers so much as a method of coping with his fear of flying that he developed osteoporosis. Ooh. While in the hospital for 11 weeks following the crash, he frequently came to during surgeries because his opioid tolerance was so high. Upon his release, he said he flushed everything down the toilet, including stuff that I, quote, really needed. After undergoing 26 surgeries and multiple skin grafts, after burns covered 60% of his body, he said he needed to learn how to walk again. He said, quote, I was told I wasn't going to run again because I had so many grafts on my feet, and there was even talk of me never playing the drums again. As soon as I could walk, I could run. As soon as I could move my hands and my hands healed, I was playing drums, and now I'm in better shape than I've ever been.
Wow. I just saw he just got a new tattoo.
What is
survivor's guilt?
Oh,
which was dark and really sad. And I think a lot of people, especially like younger people, don't really know Travis Barker's story. But now he's been in the news a lot with Courtney and his kids, and there's just like all this stuff. I think a lot of people are learning about him, and I think that he is an amazing story. That's so crazy. Like,
so crazy.
I knew that he survived the plane crash, but I didn't know that his recovery was so hard, and I didn't know that he was struggling with addiction at the time. Which, I mean, waking up during surgery is my worst nightmare. Like, I've never gotten surgery, and I'm like, I would have gotten like so much liposuction by now if I wasn't like really, really afraid of anesthesia, because I saw this episode of Nip Tuck one time.
Isn't liposuction outpatient though? Like, no. You go under?
Yeah.
Oh.
Trust me, like I've researched it. But I saw this episode of Nip Tuck once where this girl, it's
you
like.
You want to just bring up traumatizing episodes. Yes. This week. That's what you
that was
do.
Literally.
That's me. Your goal today. Yes.
Because if it lives in my mind rent free, you're all going to have to suffer too. There was it's an urban legend of anesthesia. Like, it's not entirely impossible, but I don't know anyone who's ever actually seen it. And Ben's uncle or cousin is an anesthesiologist. Like, every time I see him, I bring it up. He's like, it's a myth.
He must love hanging
he
out with
He said it's
you.
A myth, but it's not entirely impossible. Where basically you have an adverse reaction to the anesthesia, and instead of being, you know, put into like a sleep coma, you actually instead become completely paralyzed. Like, your body, you can't move any of your limbs, but you're fully conscious and awake. So it's like they think you're asleep because you look like you're asleep, but you're actually feeling every ounce of it. And then the episode of Nip Tuck, the doctors didn't believe her, but then she started to recite things they were saying during surgery, and then they believed her. Nip Tuck is a crazy fucking show.
Thank
Did
you.
You ever watch it?
I watch bits and pieces. I think everybody just wants to thank you for bringing that up again in such vivid detail.
I never forgot it, so neither should you. Just always keep that in the back of your mind.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Any other?
We should add a new segment to the show.
Any
Claudia's
other
triggers.
Traumatic episodes you want to bring up? There's that one of Law and Order that we love.
Oh, that one. That one was absolutely terrifying. I'll never forget it.
Especially because, like, growing up, we used to love a trundle.
Oh, that. Then there's two. You're right. Okay. Let me start from the beginning. The first episode of Law and Order SVU that literally haunts me to this day is there was a family who, like, was literally keeping, like, a slave as, like, a housekeeper. And they literally used to make her sleep in this cage in a trundle bed. So they were, like, searching the house, and they couldn't find where they were hiding. And then Elliot, like, pulled her out. And I'll just never forget what that trundle looked like, because growing up, trundles are like very 90s. Our home was very 90s, and every single room in our house had a trundle bed. Yeah. And like, when we always used to love to sleep together as kids, and it's like, oh, you get on the trundle. Like, trundle. Trundle was like a huge part of our lives. And then, like, literally there, Dick Wolf goes, like, ruining my favorite childhood piece of furniture. That was the first one that triggered me. And then the second one, I don't know
what the second one is.
I stopped watching SVU like as frequently after this episode when I was in high school. I was at my friend Rachel's house. We were watching SVU before bed and she fell asleep. So like, I finished the episode by myself, and I'd watched a lot of episodes of SVU, and none of them really quite, you know, got to me, because I was, you know, pretty jaded at that point. But it was where Liv goes undercover in a prison, and Ice-T is there too to kind of like make sure nothing bad really happens to her. But they're investigating this prison guard who is raping the inmates, trigger warning, sorry. And Ice-T like is fucking something up, and he's like waiting in line or whatever. He gets lost in the prison. He's there as a guard, and Liv gets left alone with this evil prison guard, and it's like the scary, and Ice-T's like so late getting there to like help her. It was literally the most traumatizing. I actually stopped watching SVU after that for a while because it was so triggering.
Yeah.
So that's my story.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. If I think of any more, I'll be sure to share.
Yeah. I'm sure you will think of more.
No, they just haven't come up in conversation yet, you know?
Okay. I'm sure we'll make them. Are you ready for our next story, which is definitely shifting gears?
Oh, yeah. I would love to go to something lighter.
Yeah, because it's a little casting news for a documentary about a real person, which we love to know. Oh. Joseph Gordon-Levitt will be playing ex-Uber CEO Travis Kalanick in an upcoming Showtime anthology series.
What is the tea on the Uber CEO? I'm hearing things about him.
I'm so interested to watch it because, like we said, Uber takes all of our money, yet they make none.
And they've been taking all of my money, swear to God, since I was a senior in high school.
100%. The series, titled Super Pumped, hails from Billions showrunners Brian Kopelman and David Levien. Billions is such a great show, so this bodes really well for the Uber project.
Yeah, no, I would definitely be interested to see this because, one, Uber's always one of those companies that we refer to as like being the biggest companies in the world that make no money. Two, I think there's also a lot of really interesting celebrities involved in Uber. Like, I know that Beyonce and Jay-Z were like first round investors, Ashton and Mila. Mm-hmm. So I'd just like to hear a little bit about that. And then also Travis got like kicked out, right? He had to step down.
Yeah. The first season is based on Mike Isaac's best-selling book, Super Pumped, The Battle for Uber. It will depict the roller coaster ride of the upstart transportation company embodying the highs and lows of Silicon Valley. Yeah, because Travis is like
disgraced.
Yeah. I think he's a disgrace.
Get in line.
I think he's a disgrace queen. So,
And I don't know why.
I don't know why. We'll see in the show. But nothing also, like a show to spell it out for you. Drama that you just couldn't follow in real life.
Yeah. And I think just also a documentary on Uber is really interesting because Uber is one of those companies. There's a ton of billion-dollar companies. But this is like one of the like maybe five that like changed the way we lived forever. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, like Lyft and all those other copycats. But like Uber created like a shift in literally like how people operate on an everyday basis. And I just want to know like more about it.
Yeah. I agree. I think it's going to be a really good show. It has all the makings, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt will be playing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know what Travis looks like, so I don't know if he looks like Joseph. But Joseph Gordon-Levitt is a fabulous...
They don't look alike, but okay. They don't look dissimilar.
But you said it's a documentary, so
no,
how...
No, it's not a documentary.
You
it's
said documentary in the title.
I said Showtime anthology series.
You literally said cast in a documentary. You said that.
Oh, I did. I did say something like that. Sorry. You know, like a portrayal.
Oh, that even better.
Yeah, it's
a
fiction.
I love a dramatized moment.
It's fiction. It's dramatized.
Oh, I'll watch that for sure.
Well, it's nonfiction. That's always confusing.
Nonfiction is not real?
Nonfiction is real.
Cool. That
but, like,
is confusing.
But, like, what about... Okay, what's the word for when something is based on a true story, but they're obviously taking creative liberties because you weren't there for all the conversations and they're making up conversations?
I think that's still fiction.
You think, but it's like...
Wait, is fiction real?
Fiction is fake.
Oh, fuck.
Based on a true story.
Wait, can we just go back?
Okay.
Nonfiction is real.
Nonfiction is real.
Okay, because my book was nonfiction, and I did not lie in my book. Available on Amazon. Girl with No Job, The Crazy Beautiful Life of an Instagram Thirst Monster. It is a New York Times bestseller, also made the Wall Street Journalist, Toronto Star. It was kind of like an international thing. Check it out.
Yeah, it was an international thing.
No, like the Canadians were quaking. And I do believe I sold like one book in like London, you know? Counts.
The royals were quaking.
The royal. There's only one.
Okay, back to this. It is confusing. Nonfiction should mean...
Not real.
No.
Wait, so fiction...
Fiction is fake.
Yeah, that's confusing.
Fiction is fake.
Well, I guess that makes sense. A fictional character. Duh.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Now it makes sense, but I remember being in like grade school and I was like, this is twisted, turn it around.
Yeah, turn the beat around, left to hip percussion.
Are you ready for our fifth and final story?
Not unless it's the fifth and final story that's brought to you by Scentbird.
It is the final sponsor.
Okay, have you ever had someone come up to you and say, you smell amazing, what perfume you're wearing? Whatever scent you may be wearing, you have good taste and you know what you like. But your great taste is also expensive and you end up with a shelf full of half-used bottles. Or you've been wearing the same two perfumes for years because going out to buy a new one is a hassle. But with Scentbird, we have found a way to have a great taste and mix up our fragrance routine without breaking the bank. Whether it's from Tom Ford, Gucci, Versace, Scentbird.com keeps us smelling good month to month. So Scentbird is a fragrance subscription service that gives you the opportunity to shop from over 600 brands. It's flexible, so you can skip any month without penalties. They let you choose a designer fragrance every month to try from for just $16. Each month, you get to pick what you want to receive, so there are no surprises. They have perfumes and colognes and a bunch of unisex options. They carry the top designers like Prada, Gucci, Versace, and indie ones like Vince Camuto, The Harmonist, and Confessions of a Rebel. All of them are 100% authentic. They work directly with the brands, but if you're not sure what type of scent you're looking for, you can sort and find your new fragrance by brand, style, occasion, season, and more. Some bottles can cost anywhere from $150 to 500 bottles, which is insane. Imagine spending that much money on a bottle and then you end up not even liking it. So with Scentbird, you can get a decent amount of high-end fragrance for just $16. The best part is the little things they come in. They're so travel-friendly. You don't need a whole bottle. You almost never use it. And if you don't even like it, you can change it the next month. It's perfect. And we have a code, and it'll just be $11 as opposed to $16 for your first month. So get 30% off your first month today, $11 for your first fragrance at Scentbird.com and use the code TOAST for 30% off your first month. Again, that's S-C-E-N-T, bird.com for you to try your first perfume or cologne for just $11.
Sign on, smell amazing.
I'm so glad Scentbird's back. It's like all is right. They took a hiatus from sponsoring and I was like missing them and now they're back.
3 for 3 on sponsors.
Yeah.
Love to see
Public goods is honestly everything. I feel so like... elegant and rich.
You are.
I am.
Are you ready for our fifth and final story?
Sure.
It's a little merger news that hasn't happened yet, but it's about to happen. That could change the game.
I absolutely love an M&A story. That's mergers and acquisitions, for those who don't know, for those who don't work in finance like us.
I know some of you are from New Jersey.
Honestly, Jackie quoting my award-winning comedy special, Disgraced Queen, available on Amazon Prime to stream for free. Really, there's no greater joy like than knowing that the art you put out there is clearly resonating with a young mind.
No, those are like, you have TikTok sounds. I have quotes from your Disgrace comedy special.
Queen, yeah. I just feel like I haven't talked about like a lot of my projects in a while. I like went really hard promoting in June for my comedy special, then like really hard in January promoting my book. And now I just kind of have these like successful projects and I don't really talk about them, which is like because I'm so humble, you know?
Yeah, but I guess it's also like on to the next one.
Yeah, even though I have literally nothing in the pipeline.
Well, speaking of Amazon, Amazon is nearing a deal to buy the Hollywood studio MGM Holdings for almost $9 billion, including debt, said people familiar with the matter.
Wait, that's crazy. Oh, my God. The film landscape is constantly evolving.
Constantly evolving. A pact that would turn a film operation founded in the silent era into a streaming asset for the e-commerce giant. An agreement could be announced as early as this week, people close to the situation said, assuming the talks don't fall through at the last minute.
Okay, that's so insane. Like, that is literally, like, a groundbreaking merger and acquisition that will forever change the landscape of cinema
100%.
And the silver screen.
And it would be the second biggest acquisition in Amazon's history.
What was first?
The first was the $13.7 billion purchase of Whole Foods. Remember that?
I just feel like that was like really unnecessary.
No, I mean, now that it happened, I'm like, yeah, no, they needed to own like grocery stores so they could become like, you know, Prime Now and all that stuff.
Yeah, I just like, despise Whole Foods, like,
yeah.
And this is a really hot take because I know there are people whose literal personality traits is like knowing all the products at Whole Foods and Trader Joe's. I actually don't mind Trader Joe's.
They're different. I think those are different.
Trader Joe's is like low-key fattening, and that's why I don't mind it.
Yeah,
but like Whole Foods with like all their like chia seed pudding, like, get the fuck away from me. And there's one on every corner, and it's like, what happened to the regular grocery stores? Like, what happened to like Food Mart, you know, and like Key Food? Like,
yeah,
give me the regular grocery stores.
Yeah. No, I don't think that will come as a surprise to anyone.
That I don't fuck with Whole Foods?
That you don't fuck with Whole Foods, but that you might fuck with Trader Joe's.
Except I do have to say, like, low-key, Whole Foods has, like, really cheap orchids that last for, like, 6 years.
Oh, nice. They also have a nice fish mart. And that's, if I'm ever getting, oof, if I'm ever cooking fish at home, I can trust that their fish is fresh.
Oof. No, my mouth is watering just thinking about it.
Do you want to come over for dinner tonight? I'll make you some Whole Foods fish.
I'm okay, but thank you so much for the invitation.
The offer always stands.
I know. And that's why you're such a good sister. But back to this is like low-key crazy because this is like really
the hot. Streaming wars are heating up and now they're in consolidation mode. Okay, so like the war is here and now we're recruiting allies,
right? Because like as long as you think about it, like the studios, when you watch Entourage and then you watch like Hollywood on Netflix, which is from the 50s, like the major studios like MGM, Fox, Paramount, like they have really kind of controlled the film cinema landscape. I can't stop saying that. For as long as movies have been around.
Yeah.
So it's like, this is like a huge shift. Like, we are really moving into the digital age. And like, I thought we were already here, but we're not.
Yeah. No, but it is a huge shift.
And this is actually a great topic to bring up if you're invited to a dinner party at any kind of point in the next week.
Oh, 100%. And what's interesting is that in December, MGM was valued about $5.5 billion. They also have $2 billion in debt. Please make that make sense. Like,
okay, so they're $5.5, $2 billion in debt, so they should be $3.5, but yet they're valued at $9 billion, even though literally no one has been to the movies in a year and not a single movie has really been released in the last year. Make sense. This is giving me WeWork vibes.
Well, I'm not going to purport to know everything, but I would imagine that like everything that MGM has ever made, James Bond,
yeah,
et cetera,
they own.
Now would be on Amazon Prime. Like that catalog just got huge.
That's very true.
And they have like, I don't know. I mean, I guess Amazon has studios and they're making their own shows, but like MGM has those lots and all these shows. And like now all of that goes to Amazon and they didn't have to lift a finger.
Like all their assets.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I guess like, you know what's so crazy is like Amazon like shits out $9 billion. Like they will be completely unaffected by the loss of $9 billion. They're a $1 trillion company, correct?
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, but it hasn't happened yet. And maybe, I don't know, maybe this episode, like someone will hear something and be like, oh yeah, that's not a good idea.
No, but like, I actually think it's a good idea.
I think it makes a lot of sense too.
And honestly, like I just wake up every day and like can't believe I didn't come up with the idea for Amazon first. Like I'm so mad.
I know, but they really snuck up on us.
I know. Like, I remember, like,
because it was just books.
You know, I remember, like, being in camp and, like, hiding my BlackBerry and, like, literally needing something and, like, ordering, like, sunblock on Amazon. And it was, like, I was so innovative. Everyone was like, you order from Amazon? Like, it was, like,
Amazon is everything. You guys don't realize. Like, they even have makeup.
Yeah, they have, like, bathing suits. And, like, when we were, like, counselors at camp, like, 10 years ago, we would, like, order. It was, like, Amazon. But, like, I can't believe how big it's gotten.
I know. You know? And then I guess, like, we were really on the cusp of ordering everything from Amazon. And then I guess everyone caught on. And that's why it's trillions.
But, like, I feel very cool to know that, like, when I've been a Prime member for, like, literally since I think maybe when I was in high school. And two, like, I ordered Amazon, like, when, you know, before, like, it was cool, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree. I feel the same about myself.
Yeah. We were just, like, so... And that's why we have the successful morning show. Like, we're constantly on the cusp, on the cutting edge of, like, what is cool.
Yeah.
And we're chuggy while we do it.
100%. Speaking of what's cool, these... Do you like my new boots? You like them?
I can't stop staring at them.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I got them from Dolls Kill.
Unbelievably, sickeningly, so unchuggy of you.
Thank you so much. So, like, I need to figure out how to style them. I went, like, with a, you know, I didn't take any chances today. But I feel like with summer, like, I'll probably wear them with shorts, which is just, like, really scary for, like, my calves.
No, you're so, so cool.
Thank you so much for noticing.
And I'm just wearing, like, a chuggy-ass outfit, as always. I'm okay with it. Like, I've come to terms.
Yeah. You're not chewy on the inside, and that's what matters.
I think we should wrap up the episode because we've just kind of been sitting here for a while, and, like, there's no sound from construction, and I just don't want to push our luck.
Yeah, I don't want to push our luck, and, you know, people got to get back to work. They gave us our space, 40 quiet minutes.
And we are so grateful, and we will, you know.
And maybe if we could give a few minutes back to them, that would bode well. That would bode well for the next time. They know they can trust us to be on time with those quiet minutes.
You guys, so tomorrow we're going to podcast from home.
Yeah.
I think it's for the best.
Yeah, I think it's for the best too.
Thank you guys so much for listening.
But they're done at the end of the week with all this nonsense. So after Memorial Day weekend, a long weekend that we've made even longer, hopefully, I don't want to jinx it, things would be quiet.
Thank you so much for listening to the Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast life stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching us on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us the Morning Toast and leave a 5-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. We hope you guys have an amazing, truly spectacular day. We'll see you tomorrow for a podcast-only episode.
Yes. Bye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye. Da 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 da.
Dee da doo da dee da dee.